Well, 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 welcome back to the Pod Squad. It's the host with the most, the young yet, Couch Harmies podcast. Today we have another banger for you. We are doing a movie review on We Need to Do Something. Let me know if you heard of that movie. I just saw it on Hulu. And honestly, I've been struggling about this pod, man. I've been almost wanting to give it up, you know what I mean? Because I'm not watching as much movies lately. I don't know if it's because it's January or what. I'm just not in the mood, I guess. I haven't been really watching too much series. I've been really focused on just comic books. Oh god, don't get me started. But anyway, let's just go back into it. Okay, so I watched a movie called We Need to Do Something. This movie, let's just see, came out in 2021, directed by Sean King O'Grady. Let's see what he has done. He directed the Mill movie that I actually didn't enjoy. It's kind of, let me see about his other movies. Our Family, Our American Family, never heard of that. But the reviews on it is pretty good, actually. And then, yeah, that's the only thing I really know that he did. Oh, actually, he did like 5 projects. I only know 2 out of 5. That's actually pretty good. Okay. So, it's not just a storm. It's something far more sinister. Seeking shelter from a storm, a family finds themselves trapped in the bathroom for days with no sign of rescue and an untold evil lurking just beyond the walls. So yeah, that's pretty much the movie. We got a dad who's kind of an a-hole, and hold on, just before I continue doing this, we need to do something. We need to do something. Movie budget. This has to be a straight to streaming movie because I never even heard of it. We need to do something budget. Movie budget. Okay. Here it is. Okay. Oh god. So yeah, this movie. Okay. Before I get into the movie, this must have been like a straight to streaming movie, because domestic is 13.5, so basically almost 14,000 for this movie. Only opened in 27 theaters in 2021. It was a straight voodoo movie and released on IFC Midnight. Okay, I found this movie on Hulu, so let's just go back to the budget, though. Let's be real. Budget of this movie. Can I find it? You know me, I'm always doing stuff. It's a pandemic movie. Okay, so I see why. Yeah, it doesn't even show the budget, but I wouldn't think it's a lot of money because... Yeah, it's like a family's trapped in the bathroom pretty much after a storm, like what I said in the pod or in the beginning part. And the dad's a dick, the mom is just a really caring mom, the sister is like, you know, emo, I guess. I'm not emo, but she's like discovering herself, you know what I mean? She got the hair. She got the colored hair and the makeup. You know what I mean? You can see that she's been cutting herself. And then we got a nerdy brother. Younger brother. And after, like, the storm happens, you know, things just start popping off. You know what I mean? Before the storm pops off, you know, the sister is texting her, probably her girlfriend or whatever. The mom keeps getting a phone call. We don't know who... We never even discover who's calling the mom. I think she's cheating. Anyways. And the dad just being a whole... You know, just being a meanie. Yada, yada, yada. after the storm is settled, they're trapped. They can't open the door. The tree blocking it. They're trying their best. They only had a crack open. So a snake comes in. They freak out. They end up, you know, pushing the snake out. They're going crazy. You know what I mean? No, they don't hear anybody trying to help. Throughout the movie, you get flashbacks of the girl or the sister, like, hanging out with her girlfriend. And you see some weird dude following them. You know, just another kid following them, recording them, being a weirdo. And, you know, they just flashbacks of different scenes like that. The dad is just insane. He starts drinking the alcohol, you know, the mouthwash. He's trying to get faded. He's, you know, sucking on alcohol pads. They're going crazy. You know what I mean? They're trapped in a bathroom. Long story short, fight, fight, fight. A freaking snake bites the son. They all start arguing, blah, 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 blah. Son dies, you know. And now things are starting to happen. You see a lot of just drama, family drama, and some demonic stuff. You hear someone's at the door before the son gets, you know, bit by a snake. Someone's like, hey, walk into the door. And then all of a sudden, you hear gunshots, like there's a war outside. Long story short, this fucking chick and her girlfriend, they fucking do a voodoo curse on the stalker, ends up killing them, and now a whole bunch of bad stuff is happening. So that's pretty much it. Blame this chick. Blame the daughter, sister. And when she finally admits what she done because the brother's dead, the dad is already crazy. He's even going more crazy. He's like, I gotta eat this, my son. Boom. Plot twist. The daughter just starts murdering him. Stabbing him. Bah, 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 bah. Now it's just the mom and the daughter. They try to escape. The mom is finally picking his way through the walls. And then, blah. You know what happens? She escapes. The daughter wakes up. Because when she escapes, the daughter's sleeping. And then she woke up. Boom. Ah, like the freaking hit the girlfriend. Let me just say something about horror movies. It just doesn't make sense. Just a lot of weird shit happening. You don't know if it's psychological or what. But shit pops off. You know what I mean? Long story short, in that big hole, something comes out and pretty much attacks the daughter and mom. That's the movie. Alright, let's just get to the review now, okay? Let's get to the reveal. What do I like about this movie? I like how it's, like, you could tell it's a low-budget movie. You don't really judge it too much. There's cool practicals. Towards the end, the little CGI comes in. I wasn't a fan of it, but I did like the practicals. The acting wasn't superb. You know, it was just mid-acting. But it's like this little boy, you could... He bugged me. So when he died, I'm like, oh, thank God. But, you know, you feel bad. Do I give this rewatch? Nah, probably not. Okay, so let's go to this review. Critics gave it a 20... No, critics actually gave it a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. Audience gave it a 24. Me? I gave it a 3 out of 5. This is not a... I'll rewatch this movie. There's nothing else to watch. I do gotta say, the poster was very attractive. It got me like, ooh, what is this gonna be about? And that's why I like this. That's why I picked this movie. And I was in dilemma. What should I do in a pod? What should I do? What should I do? But, yeah. Thanks for listening, y'all. You know, I have a little bonus for y'all. Hold up. All right. Hey, so thanks for listening. I want to do a quick little review. Not even a review. This is just like a demand. Y'all need to start buying physical media. I'm talking comic books, Blu-rays, toys. Because I'm just saying, there was a time where this electricity went out for a couple of hours. I had nothing to do. Couldn't go on my phone. Couldn't do anything. But I had my comic books, man. So just saying. Start collecting physical media. We need it in this world. you know, a little candlelight, a little light, a little flashlight. I was in my room with a full flashlight reading this comic. Come on now. Don't be scared. Because, you know, that's why I'm not watching too many movies or series. But anyways, keep it lit. Keep it real. Later.